Let's bow our head for a prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Dear Father, we want to say thank you.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
During this challenging time,
在我们面对这极具挑战的时间
，As Brother George has preached, has prayed, you are our fortress.
就有如 George 弟兄所祷告的，你是我们的高台。
There are so many uncertainties around us and ahead of us.
我们面对未来的无知，我们不知道怎么样往前。
May the reality of Shalom really is a daily experience of each of us.
愿意我们每天经历你的过程是一个平安的过程。
And I commit Brother George and me so that we can serve in unison to glorify your name as we look at your word.
再一次恭敬地把 George 弟兄和自己交在主你们手里。
我们今today we are going to share the third part on our studies of the book of Nehemiah.
今天我们要继续讲到活出召命的第三部分。
Living out all God's calling, external troubles and internal worries.
我们今天所出自的经文。来自尼希米记讲到外患内忧。
When we look at the book of Nehemiah,
当我们看见尼希米记的时候
we might have a misconception.
也许我们会有一种错觉。
When Nehemiah delegated the rebuilding of the wall to different people,
当尼希米将建造的耶路撒冷城墙详细把任务分给每一个人的时候
Everyone is united.
所有人都非常同心合一
And on fire to do the work.
他们热心地愿意开始建造
Then everything would be automatically smooth until completion.
感觉上每一个人认为从此建造的工程将一帆风顺直到完工为止
But in reality,
但是事实上,
when a spiritual leader and his people walk in the Lord's will,
当一个属灵的领袖正在大发热心为主工作的时候,
he always feels challenges and opposition.
实际上他永远是会面对许多的挑战以及对抗的。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12 says,
在提摩太后书三章十二节这边说
In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
他说实际上凡立志在耶稣基督里要敬虔度日的都会遭受逼迫。
Today's sermon have the following main points.
今天我们的讲章里面有三个重点。
What kinds of opposition do believers face in living out the call?
就是一个信徒当他要遵从神的旨意的时候，他将会遇到怎么样的对抗？
How should believers overcome these oppositions?
那一个信徒当应该如何克服这些阻力呢？
Let's look at the scriptural background of today's passage.
让我们看看今天经文的背景。
What is God's calling?
什么是神的呼召?
This is the third time we mentioned that God's calling has a general nature.
这是我们第三次在讨论这一个主题。第一个是我们必须要有一个整体普遍性的认识。
Like the Great Commission.
就有如大使命。
And live a holy life.
我们必须过一个圣洁的生活。
But God's calling also has a specific nature.
但是神的召命也有一个个别性的存在。
Like sending a person to fulfill a particular task.
就好像他差遣某一个人要去完成某一个特殊的任务。
And placing HOCL in the township of Fiskill to fulfill his calling.
就有如神呼召主爱之家在 Fishkill 这个地方有一个特别的任务要去做。
Nehemiah has a very specific calling.
尼希米在这边有一个特殊的任务。
His mission is to rebuild the Jerusalem's wall.
他的呼召乃是要重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
Rebuild the broken wall so that the people of God can be protected.
他需要把耶路撒冷的城墙再一次的建立起来，以至于在耶路撒冷里面的人民可以受到保护。
Nehemiah chapter 4 to 6 is about oppositions in rebuilding Jerusalem's wall.
尼希米记第四章开始是讲到重建城墙所面对的阻力。
When we look at the record of the stories in the Bible,
当我们看见圣经当中记载历史的故事的时候，
they are not just stories.
他们不单单只是一篇故事罢了。
Because Romans chapter 15 verse 4 tells us,
因为在罗马书十五章第四节这边说到，
For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope.
从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
Currently, we are living in very difficult times.
如今我们自己也处在一个非常严峻的时段。
Not only the pandemic,
不单单是我们面对疫情。
As we look at the election, I personally feel that we are in a very chaotic situation.
当我们想到我们将要面对的选举的时候，我自己深深认为我们处在一个非常混乱的时代。
But yet, God has called us to live out His call during this challenging time.
而神却呼召我们要在这个混乱的时代当中行出使命。
Let's go into today's content.
让我们进入今天讲章的内容。
And answer the following questions.
我们必须要回答底下几个问题。
What kinds of opposition do believers face in living out the call?
当信徒要活出召命时，我们如何要面对阻力？
And how should believers overcome these oppositions?
我们应该如何克服这些阻力？
Opposition is living in living out calling is the first one is external troubles.
第一个我们要知道尼希米在这个时候他面对的是外来的对抗。
First of all, he is facing united enemies.
第一个我们看见敌人联手来对抗他。
The three people who are always against him.
这边我们看见有三个人，他们不断的抵抗，来对抗尼希米。
Chapter 2, verse 19. But when Sanballat the Horonite, Tobiah the Ammonite official, and Geshem the Arab heard about it.
在尼希米记二章十九节这边说，但何伦人、三巴拉并为奴的亚门人、多比亚和阿拉伯人基善。
These three people are the biggest enemies in Nehemiah's living out the calling.
当尼希米要执行神给他的任务的时候，这三位是他的最大的敌人，要阻挡尼希米。
External troubles can be in the form of united enemies.
从外来的这个敌人看起来，最可怕的是当敌人联手来对抗你的时候。
And also opposition, external troubles can come from all directions.
不单单如此，当我们面对敌人的时候，很可能这个敌人的攻击是从四面八方而来。
Sanballat and his company.
我们看见三巴拉这一党人。
They are from Samaria.
他们是从撒玛利亚这个地区来的。
And it's north of Jerusalem.
然后他们是在耶路撒冷周遭的群众。
And then the Arabs, they are from the south.
然后我们看见阿拉伯人,他们是从南方来的。
And then Tobiah, the Ammonites, he was from the east.
然后我们又看亚门人。
And Tobiah, the Ammonites, was from the east.
然后我们看见亚门人是从东方来的。
And then the people of Astut are from the east.
然后我们又看见亚斯图人是从东方来的。
So we are not only facing united enemies.
所以在这个时候我们所面对的不单单是敌人连阵的攻击。
They came from all directions around us.
而且是从四面八方包围着来攻击。
And the opposition came in the form of ridicule.
而他们怎么攻击呢? 首先他用一种讥笑的方式。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
我们看见第四章第一节。
When Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, he became angry and was greatly incensed. He ridiculed the Jews.
Sanballat听见我们修造城墙就发怒，到大大恼恨，嗤笑犹大人。
It really troubled me in my mind that Christianity really impact the founding of this nation. But yet now, Christians are being ridiculed all the time, and more so than Muslims.
我实在受到极大的困扰，当我知道这个国家乃是由一群虔诚的基督徒所建立的，而如今我们却面对一个文化，这个整个文化是讥笑、嘲讽基督徒的。
This is the external trouble that we face as we live out God's calling.
这也就是我们外在的这些敌人要攻击我们，当我们要想要活出神的呼召的时候。
And the external trouble also come in the form of stir up trouble.
而外患另一个手段的行出就是制造混乱。
And that's what we are seeing around the country now.
就有如我们今天所看见国家所发生的事一般。
When you look at Seattle, when you look at Chicago, you look at Louisiana, you see trouble being stirred up all around us.
所以我们今天看看，不论是西雅图，我们看芝加哥，我们看见Louisiana，我们都看见到处都有暴动混乱。
This is a kind of opposition by stirring up trouble.
那这个就是外来的敌人开始要制造混乱。
And another, they say they all plotted together to come and fight against Jerusalem and stir up trouble against it. Chapter 4, verse 8.
然后我们这边看见这些敌人联手起来，同谋要来攻击耶路撒冷，使城内混乱。
Another tactic being used is schemes.
而另一个攻击的手段乃是他们有阴谋。Chapter
4, verse 11. Also, our enemies said, before they know it or see us, we will be right there among them, and we'll kill them and put an end to the work.
4章11节，我们的敌人且说，趁他们不知不见，我们进入他们中间，杀了他们，使工作止住。
This external trouble can also come in the form of harming others.
而另一个手段的行出乃是他们要设计害人。Chapter
6, verse 2.
第6章第2节。
Sanballat and Geshem sent me this message. Come, let us meet together in one of the villages on the plain of Ono. But they were scheming to harm me.
森巴拉和基善就打发人来见我说，请你来，我们在阿挪平原的一个庄村相会，他们却想害我。Another
form of external trouble will be false accusation.
另一个手段就是诬告造反。
Chapter 6, verse 6, in which was written, it's reported among the nations, and Geshem says it is true, that you and the Jews are plotting to revolt.
第六章第六节，信上写着说，外邦人中有风声，师母加师母也说，你和犹大人谋反。
From the time of the Roman Empire,
自从罗马帝国开始
，to a time when you look around different countries,
当我们以这样的一个角度去看众多的国家的时候。
Christians are always accused of against the government.
我们会发现基督徒经常被诬告，被冠上一个罪名，说我们想颠覆政府。
We are anti-government.
因为我们被冠个罪名是属于一个反政府的组织。
This is a false accusation.
这是一个诬告。
Because the book of Romans tells us to obey the government.As long as they fall, yeah.
因为实际上在罗马书上，保罗告诉我们，我们应该顺服政府的。
And then the external chapters number six, then people bribe.
然后我们看见第六章十三节，另一个手段就是他们想贿赂。
Chapter 6 verse 13, he had been hired to intimidate me so that I would commit a sin by doing this.
第六章十三节，他们就贿赂他，是要叫我惧怕。
I'm sad to see today's American, political world.
今天我们看看美国的政局。
And the rich people will offer money to dig out dirt of a particular, political figure.
经常有有钱人，他们愿意花钱去。发掘所有政敌所有的黑暗背景。
I'm not talking about a Republican problem. I'm not talking a Democrat problem. I'm talking about an American problem.
我在这边并不是争执所谓的共和党的问题或者民主党的问题。我今天在这边讲的是美国的问题。
What is today's application?
那我们今天应该怎么样去运用学习呢
？When there's so many schemes, false accusation, and fake news,
我们发现背后许多的阴谋、许多的诬告以及假新闻。
We have to be careful.
我们必须要非常谨慎。
In the Chinese culture, there's a saying called three.People form a tiger.
在中国文化历史中有一个典故，这个典故的名字叫做三人成虎。
It happened during a time calling the Warring Nation period.
这个典故出自于战国时代。
There was a very loyal official.
那个时候有一个忠臣。
He was well trusted by the king.
他是被皇帝非常信任的一位大臣。
But the king sent him away. The king still ensured that he trusted this official.
因为这个皇帝对他非常的信任。
Then the official said,
而这个大臣却对皇帝说
You know what?When what people say will change your mind about me.
他说大王啊如果有一天有人告诉你一些事情想要让你对我的观点所改变的话。
If I tell you today, there is a tiger walking on the street in the capital city, will you believe it?
我举一个例子大王如果今天有一个人告诉你街上有一只老虎你信吗
The king replied, "Of course not. There won't be tiger in the street of the capital city."
这个王就回答，我不信，在光天化日之下，大街上怎么会有老虎呢？
Then the official said it the second time. If a second person tell you that, there is a tiger on the street of the capital city. Will you believe it?
而大臣继续问这个王说，如果又来一个人告诉你说街上果然有一只老虎，你信吗？
Then the king said, then I think it is possible that there's a tiger on the street.
而这个王就回答说，嗯，这就值得我考虑一下了，这有可能。
Then the official said, if a third person tell you there is a tiger on the street of the capital city, will you believe it?
大臣最后又问这个王说，如果又来一个人说街上真的有这个老虎出现在这个首都，你会信吗？
Then the king said, if three people say the same thing, it must be true.
然后这个皇帝就回答说，如果有三个人都这样子说的话，那街上一定是真的有老虎了。
Then the government official said, you know, that's exactly what false accusation would do.
然后这个大臣就回答皇帝说，我非常的难过，这有就是人家诬告，想要建立诬告的一种方式。
The king said, no, I will forever trust you.
而这个皇帝告诉大臣说，不，不会的，我永远信任你。
But the sad thing happened. When the officer went away, one after another talked bad about him, and then the king did not trust the government official anymore.
但是可悲的是，当这个大臣离开这个皇帝的时候，皇帝不断听到这些诬告，这位大臣的信息，到最后他就真的被恶，大臣就真的被恶意重伤，这个王再也不信任他了。
There are so many accusations and false things talk about the church today. And the general
今天在教会里面也遇到许多人家诬陷控告的话语。
Accordingly, the church do not have a good name as it used to be.
而我们今天的教会的名声再也不像从前那样有持守一个好的名望了。
Words are fearful.
人言可畏。
It kills without seeing blood.
因为有的时候话语可以杀人却不见血。
How do we face external troubles as we live out God's calling?
而我们今天应该怎么样面对外患，而同时我们要行出神给我们的使命呢？
We need to have response number one.
我们必须要有一个对策。
Before you do anythingFollow Nehemiah's example, pray.
当我们要有任何回应的时候，请记得我们学习尼希米，第一步骤就是祷告。
Chapter 4, verse 4.
我们看见第四章第四节这边说，
Hear us, our God.
我们的神啊，求你垂听。
When you pray, you have a result.
当我们祷告的时候，我们就一定会看到果效。
We will be able to work with all our hearts.
我们就可以专心工作了。
Chapter 4, verse 14.
第四章十四节。
People work with all their heart.
因为百姓专心工作。
We need to have response number two.
我们必须要有个第二个对策。
We need to post guard.
我们必须看守防备。
I have to stop for a while. I realize that my picture is not on, right? It's not showing me. How do I show me? Yeah, so all the time being, I'm talking in the dark.
有牧师有，我们有看到。
你看到我吗？
哦，没有没有看到你。
我有什么？
牧师，我们有看到 PowerPoint， 但是您的影像是没有打开，
声音也没有。
牧师现在是 muted。
牧师，您的麦克风也是关的。
啊，所以换了一个麦以后呢，就有一些 technical difficulties。好，现在看到我吗？
有。
对不起啊，你们你太有礼貌了，不告诉我。好，看到 PowerPoint 吗？
有。
好。We also need to post guard.
我们也必须要看守防卫。
But we pray to our God and post a guard all night to meet this threat.
然而我们祷告我们的神，又因他们的缘故就派人看守，昼夜防备。
We also need to have the third response.
我们必须也有要有一个第三个对策。
We need to respond by encouraging one another verbally.
我们必须要彼此鼓励。
At the time of attacks, word of encouragement is important.
当我们面对敌人的时候，我们必须要彼此鼓励，这是非常要紧的。
Don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord.Who is great and awesome, and fight for your families, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your homes.
经文告诉我们不要怕他们，当纪念主是大而可畏的，你们要为弟兄、儿女、妻子、家产征战。
I think Chinese tend to be silent in encouragement and verbal in criticism.
所以很多时候我们在面对攻击的时候许多时候我们是保持安静。
Yeah, so we say criticism is vocal.
所以有的时候也许是人家在话语上面批评的时候，这是属于话语的层面。
And then when we approve, we keep silent.
但是当我们要认可其他人的时候，许多时候我们却不发声。
Then I asked my mom one day, why are we like that?
我就问我妈妈说，为什么中国人常是如此呢？
Then my mom said to me, because I don't want you to be proud, so I cannot praise you. I can only criticize you.
所以我就问我妈妈说，为什么中国人讲话在批评的时候就说出来，赞同的时候就安静呢？我妈妈说，因为我怕当我赞美你的时候，你就骄傲了。
But we do need the word of encouragement when we face external troubles.
但是是的，当我们面对外来敌人的时候，我们需要大家在言语上面的鼓励，我们才能一鼓作气面对敌人。
The Lord is great and awesome.
因为我们的主是大而可畏的。
And he will fight for us.
他会为我们征战。
The result?
结果呢?
God frustrated the plot.
神就破坏了他们的计谋。
When our enemies heard that we were aware of the plot and that God had frustrated it, we all returned to the war, each to our own work.
敌人听见我们知道他们的心意，也见神也破坏他们的计谋，就不来了。我们都回到城墙那里，继续各做各的工。
Haven't you explained so many times when you face a plot, it's the Lord who took care of it?
我们真有经验，当我们面对许多攻击的时候，实际上神会破坏敌人的计谋。
And respond number four from Nehemiah.We refuse to meet up.
第四个对策是怎么样呢?
We refuse to meet up.
就是拒绝约见。
Chapter 6, verse 3. I'm carrying on a great project and cannot meet you.
所以当敌人来相邀要见面的时候，尼希米说，对不起，我现在办理大事，不能过去。
There is a name in Chinese called 熊门宴。You invite somebody to eat, but yet at the meeting you're going to be attacked.
就好像中文里面有一句话叫做鸿门宴，实际上这个宴会是不安好心的，因此我们就拒绝参与。
So we need to know what kind of meeting we should go to and what kind of meeting we shouldn't go to.
所以我们必须要了解是哪一类的会面我们必须要去，哪一类的会面我们不可以去。
Respond number five. We sometimes do need confrontation.
我们面对对策的第五项就是我们要知道如何面对敌人来对峙。
Nothing like what you are saying is happening. You are just making it up out of your head.
这边面对敌人说的话，你要说你所说的这事一概都没有，这是你自己心里捏造的。
But Nehemiah did a very wise thing to support his confrontation.
尼希米是非常有智慧的，他知道怎么样去面对敌人。
He knew that one day this accusation of anti-government would come up.
他深知人家会给他灌一个想要背叛政府的罪名。
So he planned ahead.
因此他在之前就已经计划好了。
Chapter 2 verse 7.
我们看见第二章第七节。
If it pleases the king, may I have letters to the governors so that they provide me safe conduct until I arrive in Jerusalem.
他就跟王祈求，王若欢喜，求王赐我诏书，通知大河西的省长，准我经过，直到犹大。
In carrying out God's calling,
当要行出神的呼召的时候
，I always find out that when we face external troubles,
我一直了解，当我们要面对外来的敌人的时候
，You need to pray.
我们必须要祷告。
You need to see ahead.
我们必须要洞察前面的道路。
You need to be quicker than your enemy.
你必须要比你的敌人先早一步计划。
You need to get all your political documents.
你必须要所有的证件都已经准备齐全。
So you are on good ground in the eyes of the government.
你才能站得稳。
Respond number six.
我们看第六个对策。
We need to know ourselves.
我们也必须认识自己。
But I said, should a man like me run away? Or should someone like me go into temple to save his life? I will not go.
经文说，我说，像我这样的人岂要逃跑呢？像我这样的人岂能进入殿里保全生命呢？我不进去。
If you know yourself,
如果你认识自己
you will not be surprised.
你就不会感到讶异。
We are not extraordinary. We are ordinary with an extraordinary God.
我们不是任何特别的人，但是我们所信的却是一个超能的人，神。
Last week I was really depressed.
上个礼拜实际上我是非常忧愁。
I have been preaching a church in Mandarin for 5 years.
我在一个我在教会里面用中文讲道已经有5年之久。
And then suddenly last week they told me to preach in Cantonese.
而上个礼拜当我讲道的时候。教会却告诉我说我应该用广东话来讲道。
I thought after 5 years, you know, my Mandarin is still so bad.
我想我已经用 用国语来讲到五年了，我想应该我国语不会太差吧。
Then I thought about what do they think about me for the last 5 years?
那他们过了五年之后才跟我说我应该用广东话讲，我就开始想说，那过去五年中他们会认为我的国语讲的是怎么样呢？
I couldn't sleep all night.
结果我晚上都睡不着觉了。
Until I woke up in the morning.
只等到第二天早上起来。
I understand myself.
我开始认识自己。
My Mandarin is actually not too good.
实际上我的国语就是讲的不好。
I haven't improved much.
我也改进也只有一点点而已。
But why do many other churches ask me to preach in Mandarin?
但是不知道为什么许多的教会叫我用国语讲道。
It's not because my Mandarin improved.
我后来发现并不是说我国语讲的比以前好了。
But the ability to understand my Mandarin has improved.
而是会众能够开始比较听得懂我的国语了。
So when I understand myself, I was not depressed anymore.
所以当我认识自己之后，我就再也不是那么的难过了。
But I praise the Lord.
所以我也感谢主。
You need to know yourself.
我们必须要认识自己。
You need to be insightful.
我们必须要有一个洞察的眼光。
Chapter 6, verse 12.
在第六章十二节这边说
I realized that God had not sent him, but what he had prophesied against me.
我看明神没有差遣他，是他自己说这话攻击我。
And again, he prayed, he leave it to God.
然后他再一次祷告，把这一切交托给神。
Remember my God.
他说神啊求你纪念。
To start with prayer, to continue with prayer.
是的，我们用祷告继续来加上祷告。
When we face the external trouble this way, the result is the work completed.
当我们面对外患的时候，尼希米在这边的结果就是他终于把这个城墙造完。
First of all,Half completed, chapter 4, verse 6.
在第四章第六节这边，城墙只盖了一半。
And then, chapter 6, verse 1, the wall completed.
而到第六章第一节的时候，整个城墙就盖完了。
How long?
多久呢?
Very quick.
非常的快速。
Only 52 days.
只花了52天。
Amazing. With the external troubles they face, they do it in 52 days.
这是非常难以想象的。当他们面对外患的时候，他们居然只花了52天就修完城墙。
What is today's application?
而我们今天如何去运用我们所学的呢?
We need to filter what other people say.
我们必须要过滤从外来人的声音。
In the Aesop,Fable, it talks about the father, son, and the donkey.
我们就看到，以前有一个伊索寓言讲到父子骑驴的故事。
And people give them comment.
当这个父子在有跟着一匹驴在路过的时候，别人就议论他们。
Should the father ride or should the son ride? Should they ride together? Should they not ride?
众人就议论他们说应该是儿子骑在驴子上面还是爸爸骑在驴子上面还是父子同骑在驴子上面还是都不骑。
When you listen too much, at the end, a stupid thing occurs.
当我们接受外来的信息太多全部都考虑的时候我们就会发生一个现象。
They end up carrying the donkey across the river.
到最后变成父子背着这个驴渡河了。
We need to realize sometimes silence is golden.
很多时候我们必须要了解沉默是金。
Sometimes we talk too much and we pray too little.
很多时候我们讲太多话却太少的祷告。
We have to realize if it's not the Lord's protection, something bad should have been happening.
我们必须要了解，若不是神保护我们的话，许多可怕的事情都会让我们遭遇到。
This is my backyard. My neighbor, two big trees fell on my backyard and almost hit my house.
这是我家的后院，我们邻居的两棵大树倒下来，砸到我们这里，差点砸到我们的房子。
This is the aftermath.
这个是我们处理以后的院子。
I'm encouraged, many people call me to encourage me.
我很鼓励大家能够给我一些电话，给我一些鼓励。
My professor from my Bible school called me up.
我在神学院的教授打电话给我。
I was so encouraged.
我实在受到极大的鼓励。
I was so encouraged. A brother from Flushing went on a fishing trip and gave me live fish. Give me those fish he caught.
我也受到极大的鼓励，当我一起钓鱼的鱼伴从 Flushing 里面打电话给我，甚至把一些他收到的鱼货送给我。
I really miss the fish with Chun Ming. Go fishing.
我也很怀念跟春明弟兄一起去钓鱼的时光。
I thought I'm not going to eat wild caught fish.
所以因为没办法钓鱼，我想我可能再也吃不到新鲜鱼了。
But the old brother came all the way from Flushing to give me the fish.
但是却有一个弟兄，他远从 Flushing 一直开车一路到我家，把鱼送到我家。
The Lord encouraged me by the produce in my garden.
神也鼓励我，让我在我家院子里面有一些农作的收成。
And look at the pumpkin I had.
来看看我所收获的南瓜。
20 pounds.
有20磅重。
I have a problem.
我有个问题哦。
It's so big that I don't know how to finish it.
因为这南瓜太大了，我吃不完。
Whenever I look at the cucumber, I have three of them.
很多时候当我看收成黄瓜的时候，我有三株黄瓜。
I still have to give away two.
我如果收了三个，我必须要送出两个。
Let's keep on praying.
因此，我们必须凡事祷告。
The Lord has His own way for us to face the outside opposition.
实际上，神有不同的方式让我们能够面对外患。
I don't want to be long-winded today. I will leave the internal worries for next time, so I can keep the time.So I'm going to stop here.
今天不想过时，因此我就想把今天讲到的第二段呢，留到下一次来讲。
Yeah, I like to keep the time.
我喜欢准时。
So I will ask Brother George to finish up with a word of prayer.
所以我现在就请 George 弟兄为我们做一个结束祷告。亲爱的恩主，我们谢谢主，借着尼希米记告诉我们，我们是有使命的。我们人生在世，我们要眼睛要看得清楚。我们要知道，当我们去行出这使命的时候，我们也会遇到许多外来的抵抗跟阻挡。主赐给我们智慧，赐给我们信心，知道你会保护我们，让我们学习依靠你，以至于我们可以抵挡，使你的使命借着我们对你的信心能够活出来，以至于最终达成任务，使主你自己的名得到一切的荣耀。求神保护带领我们，我们将祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名，阿门。
Before we finish, I want to say something.
在我们结束之前，我必须再说几句话。
I don't like to be political.
我实际上不喜欢政治。
But I encourage you to vote, coming up vote.
但是我却鼓励大家要去投票。
I have never struggled so much not being able to vote for anybody.
我很少说居然会面对一个选举，我不知道应该要选谁。
And then my wife encouraged me.
但是至终我的妻子鼓励我。
I will not tell you which one I'm voting for.
我不会告诉你我会选谁。
I can only tell you that my daughter is not the same political conviction compared to me.
我只能跟大家分享是我自己的女儿跟我对政治投票的取向是不同的。
But she is a very born again Christian and she loves the Lord.
我女儿也是一个重生得救非常爱主的基督徒。
The only thing I want to ask for when we cannot vote for anybody.
最后我跟大家分享的是也许 我们实在不能选任何一个人。
And then my wife reminded me.
但是我的妻子却提醒我。
You vote for the political party.
你要为你自己的你可以为的政党来投票。
You look at the policies.
你去看政策。
And what kind of policy will benefit the church and the spread of the gospel?
而哪一个政党里面的政策是对教会是有助力，而且对将来福音的广传是有帮助的。
So I changed my mind. I'm going to vote this year.
所以原先我不打算选，但是我改变了主意。
So I'm going to vote now.
所以我现在会去投票。
So I will also encourage you to pray and vote.
所以我也鼓励大家继续为这件事情祷告，也去投票。
Okay, I'm finishing up my sharing here now.
好，那我今天与大家分享的内容就到此。